We continue at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. Some of this we've already learned before, but now we're getting the formal Mishnah. Ein maskirin lem batim be'eretz Yisrael ve'ein tzarach lamer sados. The Mishnah writes that a Jew is not allowed to rent a home to an idolater in Israel, and obviously he cannot rent a field to an idolater. This has nothing to do with selling them the land. Clearly, selling them the property would be out of the question. But just renting alone is a problem in Eretz Yisrael. Ubisuria maskirim lembatim avalosados. But in Syria, where the halachic status is potentially different, there you can rent a home to an idolater, but not a field. And the Gemara is going to explain the difference between a home and a field, as well as the difference between Syria and Eretz Yisrael proper. But the basic idea is that Syria was a land that David HaMelech conquered. It was a kibush yachid. It was something that he did on his own. And the question is that considered a biblical type of expansion of the borders of Eretz Yisrael? And therefore, halachically, it has the same obligations as Eretz Yisrael or not? That's part of the discussion. So Rabbi Meir, as we'll see, says that Syria is a little different, halachically speaking, than Eretz Yisrael proper. Ubechutz la'aretz mochrim lembatim umaskirin sados. In chutz la'aretz, you can sell a home to an idolater, and you can rent a field to an idolater. But divrei Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, you are not allowed to sell land to an idolater, even in chutz la'aretz. So we'll have to see all of this. Rashi already begins to hint on these ideas. As we mentioned, I think it was last daf, the prohibition of selling land to an idolater is based on lo sechanim, that you can't give an idolater any chaniya bakarka. That's where the biblical prohibition stems from. And from there we add on rabbinical prohibitions about renting as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer be'eretz Yisrael maskirim lembatim avalos sados. Says Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to rent a home to an idolater even in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not allowed to rent a field to an idolater in Eretz Yisrael, and obviously you cannot sell them anything in Eretz Yisrael. Ubechutz la'aretz, Ubesuria mochrim batim umaskirin sados. In Syria, you can sell them a home and rent them a field, but not sell them the field. Ubechutz la'aretz mochrim elu ve'elu, but you can do both. In chutz la'aretz, you can sell homes or land to an idolater, no problem. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara continues, af b'makom she'amru lahaskir, even in a place where they said you're allowed to rent something or rent a home or a field to an idolater, lola beis dira amru mipneshu machnes l'socho avodas kochavim shenemar l'savi soeva el beisecha. We've seen this Gemara before as well. Even when the Gemara says you're allowed to rent them a home, that means as a storage house, not to live there, because they're going to end up bringing in their idols, and that would be a violation of the pasuk lo savi soeva el beisecha. If you own the home and you're renting it to them and they're bringing the idols into your home, you are in violation of lo savi soeva el beisecha. And Tosos then asks the question on the bottom of the page, well then what do we rely on? Because everyone rents their homes to idolaters, how could this be? So he gives a few different interpretations. The final answer that Tosos gives on the Amud Beis is based on this idea from Rabbeinu Elchanan that lo savi soeva el beisecha is aser midrabanan in Eretz Yisrael, because it's only about selling it. When you're renting it, you're not living in the house, and therefore schirus beis dira is only aser midrabanan. Therefore, in chutz la'aretz, we can be Mikel and say there's no problem in chutz la'aretz. And that's how Tosos explains that in chutz la'aretz they were renting their homes to idolaters. But presumably, if there's assurances that an idolater is not going to be bringing in any of their avodah zarah into the room, then it wouldn't be a problem. Now, we also know, and this would come up in other discussions later on, that shituf, let's say for Christianity, we know that Christianity is what's called shituf. It is the Trinity, and is the Trinity of Avodah Zarah. So we've said before that, according to many poskim, shituf is Avodah Zarah for Jews, but not Avodah Zarah for non-Jews. Therefore, they're not in violation of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach if they practice shituf, which means that someone who is not Jewish and is a practicing Christian would not be in violation of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. They would still believe in one God, because that shituf wouldn't be problematic. So, L'savi to'eva el beisecha, how would that translate into our terms? That may not be considered bringing in Avodah Zarah, even if they're bringing in different images, which might be question for concern. So for all practical purposes, there shouldn't be any prohibition of renting a home to a non-Jewish person who is not a traditional pagan. So that is the main discussion in the Mishnah. We've discussed before the fact that it seems strange that a person cannot rent a home or sell a home in Eretz Yisrael to someone who is an idolater. How does that translate? Even renting a home to an idolater doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can rent a home to an idolater, but you can't sell. But people oftentimes sell their homes in Eretz Yisrael, so what do? You can only sell it to a Jew? How does that work? So we've already seen before that you can sell the property to a ger toshav. A ger toshav is not Jewish, but a ger toshav is someone, well, we've kind of discussed both sides, but someone who certainly at least has kept the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, so they're considered a ger toshav. I said, quoted from by Rav Kook, in the name of Rav Kook, that someone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach has the status of a ger toshav, and therefore you would be allowed to sell property to them. So as we just mentioned a second ago, since a Christian would not be in violation of Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach because they believe in shituf, a Muslim certainly is not in violation of shituf, so therefore they would all keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and therefore there wouldn't be any halachic prohibition for selling a home to someone who's not Jewish, or as long as they're not an idolater.